Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for calling us out of darkness to know you, to walk with you and experience you in all your uniqueness, and so find ourselves, find our true name. Every name in heaven and earth is found in you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Readings is Ephesians 1. We're busy with verse 11. We're reading from the TPT.
Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart.
Amen. Masuri, okay, let's just break it up. Just read the first part.
Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance.
Through our union with Christ. I love Romans 7 verse 4. It says, we are married to another, even to Christ Jesus, who's been raised from the dead. So, that's the important thing, guys. You know, we at one time, we were conforming to the flesh, and so we were looking to man, and looking to man is then being caught up in the spirit of this world, which is then caught up with Satan and his plan. He's got a plan, he's got a purpose for us, but we experienced that for a season. Sin gave pleasure for a season. Then we turned to Christ. Now we are united with Christ, married. He's the head, we the body. He's the vine, we the branches. So it's a union of depth. It's a union that we stay in and we partake of on a daily basis. Why is it so important, daily basis? Because the days ordained for us were written while there were yet none of them. So in the Lamb's Book of Life for us, our names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is spiritual blessings. This is also important. You know, we've been in the natural, we've been in the carnal, and it's now about spiritual blessings. We saw that in verse 3 of the readings, Ephesians 1. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Then the letters of Peter tell us that these spiritual blessings is everything pertaining to. So spiritual blessings pertain to it. It's so that we can have a godly, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And it's not a life and godliness, it's a life that is godly. Amen. And so that is what we are tapping into, a godly life. And okay, the next part, my sweetie, before we were even born.
Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny.
So we are waking now to that destiny that God has got for us, that name that is written for us. And why? What is it? What, for what purpose? Carry on, my sweetie.
That we could fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart.
I love this. So God's got a plan, and we are his workmanship to fulfill that plan. We are his workmanship for good works laid out for us. So it's so beautiful to know this God that made everything for purpose, and the very design of everything is then a pointer to the purpose. And we specifically made for certain, for a certain walk, for a certain destiny, for a certain purpose. And that's according to God's will. And so important, you know, that God, other translation says that he works out everything according to his will. So the purpose and plan in his heart is his will, his intention. And we look at our master copy. And I'll just go back again to this beginning. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God. So as Jesus came and demonstrated this union with the Father in the Spirit, we also have been claimed by God. And so Everything we're waking up to is found in Christ, because it's in Christ everything has been reconciled. Everything is coming back to the way it should be. He's restoring everything on earth as it should be, according to the heavenly purpose. God had a purpose from the beginning. The fall came in. Jesus came, overcame on the earth, under earth, and he's now in heaven to bring about that total plan. So we see in his life, he was there. It was all about staying in the will of God. And we can see so beautifully when the most difficult time of Jesus' life was when he was going to leave the Father's presence and to die for us so that we could be brought back into this family, into the family, and into our true destiny, the purpose. So that God's kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. And we see him there when he was in, he was in the flesh just like us and tested in every way. So he didn't like that idea the first time leaving his Father, leaving the presence of God. So he said, he prayed, Lord, take this cup away, but not my will, your will. Guys, that is the most important prayer all the time, whenever we are in doubt. Even when we're not in doubt, even just every morning, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come. And that's so important. And then we see what happens there. The Father shows him the necessity that he needs to go to the cross so that the will of God for this world can be brought about. And he sees there that his disciples, his best boys, Peter, James, and John, could not even stay awake for an hour. And he realizes he needs to stay in the will of God, stay in the plan of God, go down to hell, overcome in hell, take out the keys of hell, go into heaven for everyone, and then receive the name above all names so that we can all find our name now in union with this family. So that prayer, your will be done. But just as Jesus said, we need to then have our eyes and ears open to hear. When you ask God for wisdom, when you're needing to know something, keep your eyes and ears open to see what he's saying. Because if you don't do that, you're like a person that will receive nothing from God. So when we ask his will, then just open your spiritual eyes and ears to hear, because yes, we got a destiny, we got a plan. The purpose has been laid out. We are now walking in it. We start with all victory. We start from the winning place. We are of the family. We are in the kingdom, and we are in the presence in the kingdom, in the presence of the Father and Son, and even in the presence of the Old Testament. And even the New Testament guys that has run the race already, but we are now running the race to take hold of that which Christ has taken hold of us for. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.